amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you go to submit a submission for Am I the Jerk.
I like submitted submissions.
Thank you. Thank you. Just like this guy did. He says, the other day I was lying in bed and I saw a light coming from my window at 1 a.m. I watched it for a minute and it was clear that it was a flashlight coming from my neighbor's backyard. Nobody lives there at the moment. I called the cops to report a potential break-in. Then I texted my neighbor. After 5 minutes with no response, I called the neighbor. They said their college-age son was there with a couple of friends. I called off the cops and went back to bed. Am I the jerk for calling the cops first before calling the neighbors or going outside to talk to whoever it was? Man, First off, I ain't going outside and talking to anybody with a flashlight.
There's no way that's
happening. Sir. That's not my business.
I don't think that that's jerk at all. I mean, that's actually overly nice of you to sit there and go, man, there's somebody prowling in my neighbor's backyard. They don't live there right now.
And especially with the flashlight.
Right.
As it's beaming through. I'm always kind of careful because there are times, like if I wake up really early in the morning to go to the gym, I will use the light on my phone instead of turning the big light on. And I'm wondering if you outside, is it bright enough to see like a little light or something outside and someone may be suspicious if they're walking by? I don't know. But I'm always kind of careful about that. But the flashlight at 1 a.m., I would probably call the neighbor first if we were really that tight. But I don't think it's a jerk move at all for calling the cops.
If they're not living there, I think I would have assumed it was a prowler. And the cops would have been my first idea.
Yeah, I don't think either way is wrong. If you had called them first and they don't answer, then you call the cops. Or if you had called the cops first, as this person did, I don't have a problem either way.
Flashlights are suspicious, man.
I know. I'm just always weary about calling someone that late, quote unquote, late or early or whatever you want to call it.
Well,
I don't want my phone ringing that late.
My phone's always in do not disturb when I'm sleeping. So if somebody's breaking into my house and somebody was calling me, I'd find out in the morning.
So if you live around you, please call the police.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't put my phone on do not disturb.
Nope. I have several friends that do, though. But
yeah,
never
you have
was
one.
In my, yeah, and
well, I know he's not going to be on my list if I get into any trouble.
No, it was never in my playbook, though.
Whatever it is, I'll find out in the morning like we did in the 80s.
Well, no, they just call the house phone.
They just turn it off.
No one turned their house phone off coming up. Did they really?
Well, that's not true. When we
were about to say, there's not a chance in hell they turned their house phone off.
In high school, they didn't. If we were out and about, but if everybody was home, they did.
We never turned our phone off. House phone, whatever.
I didn't know those could turn off. Thought they just ran out of battery or something. Yeah.
You're going to call us from the house phone. We're not going to pick up because we don't have that number. Unknown number.
I'm not going to call you from the house
phone. You might.
That's not the closest.
You got 8 of them.
No, it's not the closest phone to me. The closest phone to me at night is the cell phone. So I will definitely grab that.
Depends where you are in the house.
That's true. If I'm just chilling in the living room, maybe I need to go grab the house phone.
We're all going to get a call this weekend from his dumb house phone.
I'm going to give you guys my home number so you can put it in on my contact. So you'll know it's me when I call from the house phone.
Write it down on a sticky note.
At 2 a.m.
I'll write it down on a check and send it to you guys.
Okay.
But I'll void it.
Dang
so you can't cash it. But my number will be on there. So
I got white out at the house. We'll be good.
Now, sometimes when I go and they have the, you know, you have the places and stores with the rewards.
Yes.
And they'll say, hey, enter your phone number. And sometimes I can't remember if it's the home phone or the cell phone.
Okay.
You should always do the home phone. That way they can't text you all those offers and you can just check them in the email when you want them.
That's not a bad idea to have my home phone as the one that's established in there. So, sir, you are not a jerk for calling the cops. I think you went above and beyond the protocol by calling the neighbors, texting first and then calling the neighbors. So I'll give you the non-jerk award for today.
Thumbs up. Non-jerk. Good job, guy.
Good job, guy. All right. So am I the jerk in question marks? I had a fraternity brother who is a close friend name his dog after our daughter and my wife was pretty upset. I at first did not take it as such, but now I can't help but hear him call his dog and feel more upset. She made a point that I should be more upset and I think she's right. And I was a jerk for not emphasizing immediately.
Emphasizing.
Empathizing with her.
Oh, empathizing.
Sorry.
I
yes.
Got you.
Immediately. For context, the name is Selena.
Okay, I was going to ask the name.
Yeah.
So that means it was, that's not a dog name, Selena, I don't
right.
think. And given that there's a child in your life that's named that, it is odd to then name your dog that. I don't find
it's
it
a
be,
close friend.
Right. And I don't find it to be an insult, but there's something there. There's something going
on. So if I got a new dog and named him Maddox, would you be upset?
I would not care at all. Wouldn't bother me.
But what if
it
was a new baby? You had a new baby and you named it Roberta, and that's what I named my dog.
Bork.
I name it whatever you want to name
but
it.
But would your wife be upset that your showmate named their dog after your daughter? Or
I don't know.
Son?
If she was, I'd be like, well, don't be. There's way other things in life. Like, this is so trivial. This is a non.
So, but you wouldn't care if they, like,
zero,
a
none.
Friend is fading your name,
nothing
your
wrong
kid's
that.
Name.
I don't like, what do you mean fading his name by naming his dog that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there is the connotation that it's a bit of an insult to name your dog after a human.
Really? But dogs with human names, that's funny.
But it is. But
that's great.
But when Uncle Jerry and the dog Jerry are in the same room and you named your dog after Uncle Jerry, that's a little weird.
I don't know. I guess I just...
I always think about the fact that if you just say that you're at your wedding and then your buddy says, I want to propose to my girlfriend at your reception. Your wife would not have any of that. And you wouldn't care.
You're correct.
Look at me.
Now, I wonder if it's literally coming into my bedroom while I'm sleeping with my wife and propose to your girlfriend there. It doesn't matter.
Okay, that's
whatever you feel like you need to do.
That's a difference than your day. You are celebrating your day, your nuptials, and
you're
your
introducing
buddies.
Your new beer from your new brewery.
And then I walk in.
Speaking his language. And
right.
Some other brewer walks up and is like, let me show you this new beer. It's called the exact same thing. That wouldn't bother you?
No.
But nothing bothers you, I'm thinking.
Stuff bothers me. This is like, we are talking to me. The most trivial stuff.
Why is he so mad
that
at me?
I just don't even, it doesn't register.
Well, I can
thing.
Promise you that your lady would be quite upset. If there was a proposal at your reception of your wedding.
I would imagine she would
be. Not have that. And why he would ask you, hey, is it okay? And you go, yeah, sure, I don't care. And then it happens.
Yeah. And it'd be my fault, so I have to care. Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset at my friend for naming their dog after my kid, but I'd have a question or two. Like, what are we doing here?
That's weird, because like, to me, I would think, hey, that's cool, you named your dog after my kid. Like, I would think it was cool versus thinking they were making fun of it or something. And if they were, then I guess joke's on me and I'll never know and just pretend.
And they're both in the room at the same time and you go, Selena, and they both come
the dog is
trotting over to you. Yeah. No, not you. And then you have to tell your daughter. I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the dog. So go away,
go
daughter.
Away, kid.
The part where the dog came over to me.
Out of my face.
Too much.
He's a good boy.
You think I'm talking to you?
You.
Get out of here.
Skip.
I'm trying to remember. I had a...
You mean get the newspaper out?
Thinking if I had a dog in my life that was ever named a normal person name.
Yeah, I haven't. We had Cutie, Sandy, Wink, and Basil.
Yeah, those are all good dog names.
But there's a dog once that we had years ago when I was with somebody named Teddy, and I called it Ted.
It's a great dog name.
Yeah, that's good.
Great.
But that's a normal person name.
Yeah.
Like, I think
Sammy.
But I think Sammy,
some of them are interchangeable.
Earl. If I get another dog, he's going to be named Earl.
Like a dog named Dennis.
I named a dog Romo once.
How sweet is that? But see, that's after someone, so I don't count that one. But Dennis is perfect. That's a strong dog name. Dennis, bring your ass over
Max.
Here.
I have a friend whose dog's name is Max. And my grandfather's name was Max. What if it's like, man, my grandfather's name was Max? You can't.
You can't. You have to pick another
Whoa,
name.
Whoa! He right? died. I mean, you can't have that.
Well, it's open now, right?
Right.
Is it?
It's not occupied.
Yeah. Guy vacates
He's
the
not
name.
Using it.
I think so.
Man, that'd be cool if somebody named a dog Matt. I'd be like, all right, name your dog after me, even though I'm not really an animal person. You know what I'm talking about?
That's probably why I don't care.
Like maybe if I had a bunch of dogs, I would care more. I don't know.
Man, Dennis is very strong
like
now. Yeah.
And then you can do all the Dennis the Menace jokes you want.
I don't even care about that. It's just Dennis. It's strong. I may get another dog just to name him Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis dog.
Dalton.
Dalton.
Dude,
hey,
Dalton might be
Dalton
my next
is
dog.
Great.
That could work.
EA is on to something. That's Whoosh. Fantastic. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com is where you send your scenarios in. And we'll do it again next week at this very same time.